This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on April 3rd, 2014. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, April 3, 2014. Before we get started with the meeting today, I'd like to recognize Commissioner Weintraub for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yesterday was a very important day, but not for the reason that you think. Yesterday, April 2nd, was World Autism Awareness Day, and April in the United States is Autism Awareness Month. Throughout the world, some iconic buildings like the Empire State Building in my hometown of New York were lit up with blue lights as part of the lighted up blue to shine the light on autism. I'm wearing my blue shirt in solidarity, and I've got my autism puzzle ribbon on today. A number of autism organizations have adopted the puzzle piece as a logo to symbolize the confounding nature of this disorder. This is an issue that is hits very close to home for me. It affects my family, and I know it affects the families of others here at the FEC. But what is striking and should be concerning for everyone is how many families it actually does affect. The CDC came out with new numbers on this just last week, and they've been studying this for years. And in 2000, the CDC found out that the incidence rate was 1 in 166 children. And the numbers that they came out with last week reflect 2010 incidence rates, and it has now leapt to 1 in 68 children in this country. And for boys, for whom it is much more prevalent, it's 1 in 42. So this is huge, and I find these numbers to be stunning and, as I said, should be concerning for all of us. So in keeping with Autism Awareness Month and Day, I wanted to raise everybody's awareness about autism and send a special shout-out to the researchers who are working very hard to try and find answers on this, to the legislators, Republican and Democrat, because this is a bipartisan issue, who have appropriated funds for that research and for services to individuals and families who are dealing with this, to all the runners and walkers and bake sellers and lemonade stand operators who are out there at the grassroots level raising funds on a regular basis to try and have more support for more research and services, to the teachers and caregivers and aides who on a daily basis are working to try and help everyone who is on the autism spectrum achieve their fullest potential, and of course to the many, many, many individuals out there who are dealing with this condition on a daily basis, and to the families that have their backs. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. The first item on our formal agenda today is correction and approval of minutes for March 18, 2014, agenda document number 14-21.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to adopt agenda document number 14-21, minutes for the open session held on March 18, 2014.
Motion is to approve the minutes. Are there any corrections or comments about the pending minutes? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? The motion passes by a vote of 6-0.